75. This is KXL Portland.
NBC News. This is Cameron Swayze reporting. On the night before Christmas, there's going to be very little stirring in the Rocky Mountain states. A howling blizzard with winds over 50 miles an hour has plastered most of Colorado and Wyoming with snow more than a foot deep. Denver Stapleton Airport is closed, and thousands of people who had planned to be home for the holidays are stranded there. Rich Friedman manages the Denim Broker restaurant near Denver, and he can still manage a chuckle.
I got to close all day. I don't have any employees, and even had to cancel a banquet. So it's just going to be a nice long holiday for everybody.
The National Weather Service says the blizzard probably will spread over much of the Central Plains by late today. Eastward along the leading edge of the storm, tornadoes have ripped through parts of Arkansas and Oklahoma. At Malvern, Arkansas, Trooper Paul Curtis says they are trying to clear away damage from a twister that hurt 14 people.
Traffic tie-ups and too many sightseers coming into the area trying to look over, you know, the damage. It's always kind of fascinating, I guess, to get out and look at this sort of thing. And that seems to be our major problem now, and it's hampering our cleanup operations and rescue operations, and also our operations of finding out how much damage has been done.
In all, several dozen people were hurt, some livestock killed, and several $1 million damage done by tornadoes in Arkansas and Oklahoma. More news in a minute.
I was at this convention in Atlantic City, and I noticed I was covering my mouth with my hand because my teeth were yellow from smoking. So I got Topol.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish is a combination of polishing agents and a rich foaming cleanser, especially formulated to help remove ugly yellow tobacco stains. Yet laboratory research has proven Topol cleans gently enough to be used every day instead of regular toothpaste.
Topol made my teeth bright again.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, fluoride or mint.
What a way to start our vacation with a flat tire.
There, it's fixed. My aching back isn't.
Oh, John, your back?
Yeah, lifting the tire did it.
Look, let me drive and we'll stop for some Doane's Pills.
Hey, Doane's Pills, that'll help.
Good advice. Doane's Pills, for temporary relief of simple backache pain due to overexertion, stress, or strain. Use only as directed.
Well, we made it before sundown.
Yeah, and thanks to Doane's Pills, we can go for a walk before dinner.
There has been an air disaster in China. Correspondent Sandy Gilmore has details.
The China news agency Xinhua reports that some of the 69 passengers and crew members of Flight 202 died after fire broke out during landing this afternoon at Canton Airport. Other passengers are in serious condition, according to a China airline spokesman, and still others are all right. China Air tells NBC News that some foreigners were aboard the plane, but the spokesman could not say whether any Americans were on the flight from Lanzhou to Canton in South China. This is the second fatal airline incident this year in China, and that does not count a mid-air explosion detonated by hijackers this summer. Sandy Gilmore, NBC News, Peking.
In the raging North Sea off the Netherlands, Royal Dutch Navy helicopters have done a tricky piece of flying, hauling to safety the 42 crewmen of an offshore oil rig. The rig had been battered and was listing, and the choppers had to hold position in very high winds. This is NBC News.
When I first had a little gray hair, I didn't mind it. But now I've got too much gray, and my hair is tired looking.
Colorex is the answer to men's tired looking gray hair. Whether you leave the cream on 3 minutes for a light brown, 5 minutes for a medium brown, or 10 minutes for a richer brown, your hair will have the highlights that make hair look natural.
The Colorex results are so good, my hair looks fantastic. I can't believe it.
Make sure it's Colorex, because Colorex lets you control the color of your hair. Use only as directed.
Everybody calls them age spots, and I guess that's what they are. I don't expect anything to make them all completely disappear, but I would be so happy if they were just a lot less noticeable. Not so dark.
If you have pigmentation brown spots on your skin, get Porcelana Fade Cream and stick with it.
It did take time, but they did fade.
If you're out in the sun a lot, get Porcelana with sunscreen to help keep the sun from darkening the brown spots Porcelana is trying to lighten. Use only as directed.
All in all, it's a blue Christmas in the homes of many American auto workers, and things don't look too promising for the first part of the new year. From Detroit, Tom Campbell reports.
Auto sales have risen in each of the last six reporting periods, but the improvement has not been strong enough to warrant big production increases. Domestic automakers will begin the new year with 23 car and truck assembly plants shut down, giving more than 59,000 hourly workers an extended holiday next month. The companies ordered 1 and 2 week plant shutdowns after the Christmas break ends January 3rd. Car production for the year slumped to a 24-year low of just over 5 million units, a decline of 45% from 1977. Tom Campbell for NBC News, Detroit.
Polish actors today ended their boycott against state-run radio and television. The boycott was a protest against martial law. Now that some restrictions have been lifted, the Polish actors say they have ended their protest as a holiday gesture. Cameron Swayze, NBC News.
I wanted our street to have the prettiest Christmas decorations in the neighborhood, so I strung colored bulbs from house to house all the way down the block. And I did all the electric wiring myself. If you'd like further information, just drive down Moore Park Street in North Hollywood. We're the third pile of ashes from the corner. You'll love it.
Continuing a tradition that's been going on for the past 60 minutes. It's a Bob Hope NBC Christmas just like the ones we used to know. Presented by two sponsors who know you're enjoying the show as much as they enjoyed paying for it, Whitman's Chocolates and Kraft Foods. And here he is again, Bob Hope.
But it's a wonderful Yuletide, and I gave away a lot of fine, expensive presents this year. It's been a wonderful Christmas. I've been a regular Santa Claus.
It takes more than a pouch to make a Santa, Hope.
Oh, you're still up there in my head, eh, Conscience? What's wrong with you now?
Well, you didn't give me a present.
Why should I? All you ever gave me was dandruff.
What about the time I saved your life when you were a baby?
I don't remember your saving my life.
Who do you think stopped your father from drowning you?
But I guess I do owe you something, Conch. After all, you've stuck with me through thick and thin.
Only through thick, Hope. Remember, I'm in your head.
Anyway, why should I give you anything for Christmas? What'd you ever do for me?
What'd I ever do for you? Why, Robbie boy, I've done a lot for you. Remember when you were a little boy, you were crossing the railroad tracks, you didn't see a train coming? Suddenly a little voice warned you just in time. I saved your life.
That's right, I remember, Conch. Why, you saved my life. If it weren't for you, there would be no Bob Hope.
Yeah, can you blame me for staying up here and never showing my face?
Well, there's an example of my conscience getting the better of me. And you know, that happens a lot at this time of the year. Buying the right gift for someone can be a real problem at Christmas. It's moments like that bout with my conscience that make me want to splurge on presents. One year I decided to buy an antique gun for a friend of mine. And I went to a shop that specialized on early American firearms.
Good evening, sir. May I help you?
Oh, yes, I'm in the market for an early American gun.
Fine. Our Miss Daniels will help you. Step right over here, please.
How do you do, sir? May I be of service?
Well, I hope so. I'm interested in an antique.
Well, my number is Hillside 5413.
No, you don't understand. I'm looking for a pistol.
After two cups of Ovaltine, I am a pistol.
Take it easy, dear. You'll pop the snaps on your camisole. Now, do you have any early American guns?
Well, we have this pistol right here. It's very rare, a fine specimen. It's at least 200 years old.
Well, it's certainly an interesting piece.
Yes, and a tribute to the ingenuity of the early gun makers. You see, in order to fire the gun, the flint was inserted in the flint rock, and then a ball was placed in the barrel, along with a charge of powder from a powder horn and a wad of cotton. The whole thing was then rammed down with a ramrod, then the ramrod was replaced in its holder, and then the gun was cocked and ready to go.
And then they fired the gun?
No, by that time the war was usually over.
I guess Christmas shopping holds trials and tribulations for everyone. Miss Vera Vague, who was a regular member of our cast for years, had problems of her own. Chief among them wasn't so much finding a Christmas gift, but finding a husband.
So it was really crowded shopping in San Diego, Miss Vague.
Crowded? bewildered. Mr. Hope, I could hardly move. I was all squeezed in by a bunch of sailors.
Yeah, that must have been terrible.
Well, everybody to his own opinion. By the way, Mr. Hope, have you got my present yet?
Oh, yes, Miss Vega, I got you something you've always wanted.
Really? How tall is he?
No, Miss Vague. Something for around your house. Something to brighten up the place.
Really? How tall is it?
Tall enough to see you first.
Anyway, Mr. Hope, I bumped into Santa Claus in one of the stores down there. Oh, goodness, he was so glad to see me.
I don't doubt him, Miss Vague. I hear one of his reindeers is sick this year.
Oh, you dear boy. To get my boyfriend. Tell me, if you were a man, what would you like?
Well, Vera Vague may have had trouble in San Diego, and I may have run into complications at the antique store, but no matter where any of us went, we always seemed to run into that same sidewalk Santa while we were shopping. Put some money in a pot, boy.
Now, what was the address of that shop? Maybe this Santa Claus knows. Hiya, Santa.
Merry Christmas, boy.
Yeah. What's the good word?
Put something in the pot, boy.
Okay. Here's a dollar.
Thanks.
Wait a minute. You're putting it in your vest pocket instead of the kettle.
Whoops, wrong pot. My eyes are just going to pieces.
Why, what's the matter?
And as a child, my eyes were subjected to very bright lights.
How come?
Mother took me along every time they put her in the lineup.
Well, you're a very interesting type. Have you always been a Santa Claus?
Oh, no. Once I was a big, influential man. I had clothes, cars, money, a good time, Charlie. Then came...
What?
1929.
The crash?
No, that was my number at Sing Sing.
Oh, fine. A jailbird.
That's right. And I wouldn't mind being in jail right now.
You wouldn't?
No. That way I could spend Christmas with the rest of the family.
Now, wait a minute. You mean your whole family's in jail?
Yes, it's something of a tradition with us. As a matter of fact, my great-great-great-grandfather, Hezekiah Kirkwood, came over on the Mayflower in the brig.
Well, I don't know how anybody can be proud of having crooks for ancestors.
Oh, but I am. And if you'll bear with me, sir, I'd like to show you a picture of my dad, old Goneth Kirkwood.
Well, let me see. Say, that's very interesting. He's sitting in the electric chair holding a highball in his hand.
That's right. That was the day he was chosen man of extinction. But enough of this persiflage. How about putting something in the pot, boy?
You know, you fascinate me. You admit to being a crook.
Boy, I'm so crooked I have to put my hat on with a screwdriver.
Well, frankly, I think you're bragging.
Well, I got a right to. I just finished a 20-year stretch.
What did you do 20 years for?
Serving my wife breakfast in bed.
They put you in jail for that? How come?
Well, the bed was in a gnash, and then I drove it off a cliff.
Why, you cad?
No, it was a gnash. See... I've been studying you, boy. You look awfully familiar.
Really? Well, I'm Bob Hope.
I thought so. You know, I hear all your radio shows and I see all your pictures.
What do you think?
Take something out of the pot, boy. Merry
Bob exchanges Christmas presents with Bing Crosby when a Bob Hope NBC Christmas continues. Right now, a message from the people at Whitman's Chocolates.
I was the youngest in the family, so on Christmas morning, I always got to open the very first gift under the Christmas tree. Everyone used to push one special package toward me. We all knew what it would be before I opened it. The Whitman sampler.
full of everyone's favorite chocolates. I'd open up the sampler and pretend to be surprised. Then we'd all laugh, pass it around, and get on with Christmas.
Whitman's, part of America's Christmas ever since 1842.
Make sure you look your finest for the holidays with an Eva Gabor wig from Wells Wholesale Wigs, Oregon's largest wig sales outlet. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public and features hundreds of wigs in stock. You can save 20% off every wig in stock through the end of the year. See the Eva Gabor Light and Airy Wig, regularly $38, now on sale for just $30. Or see the Diana Wig, regularly $30, now just $24. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public. Call for a free catalog, 234-0977. That's 234-0977. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 5. Use your Visa or MasterCard. They have hundreds of beautiful wigs, and there's a wig stylist on duty at all times. Remember, save 20% on Eva Gabor wigs and many other styles through the end of the year. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. The people there are experts and can help you look your best.
A Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, continues with Bob, Bing Crosby, the Meltones, and Desi Arnaz, who was Bob's bandleader for a while in the 40s.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, Desi, this is Bing Crosby. You've heard of him.
Oh, sure.
He's the American Tito Guisar.
Hello, Tito. Habla español.
Habla español, sí.
Tito, my amigo, el señor Hope is muy simpático, ¿no?
Sí, simpático, pero chico, no, el dinero.
No dinero.
No, no dinero.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait, something tells me I'm not getting the best of this. Play, Desi, play.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now hear from the voice of Firestone. Retreaded, Mr. Crowley.
Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eyes peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you going to be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey in me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love.
Happy as a Christmas tree. Boy, that's an appropriate lyric for Bing. Not only because this is a Christmas show, but because that's just the way our audience would light up when he came on stage. Whether he sang a great tune like Buttermilk Sky or Joke With Me about the Christmas gifts we gave each other. This is Shortwave, so listen close.
I don't understand all this indignation, Junior. What do you expect me to get you for Christmas? Miss America wrapped in cellophane or something?
Stop bragging. You couldn't get within a mile of Miss America with Errol Flynn on a leash.
I shall demonstrate to all concerned just who is the biker and who has the generous heart in this team. Now, for your Christmas gift from me, I want you to pick out anything in the place. The very generous Aunt Libby. Don't I mean it? I mean it. Young lady.
Yes.
I'll take that.
Come to think of it, Christmas gifts were always an issue between Bing and me. And somehow, he always came away better than I did.
Is this my present?
Mm-hmm.
The other side's a dish rag.
You cheapskate, you miser, you Pebble Beach penny pincher.
Penny? Why, look, Scrooge, I happen to know that you line the insides of your trousers with money.
That's a lie.
Don't tell me. I've seen you in the locker room. The flap on your underwear has a serial number.
I wouldn't talk if I were you. You're too cheap to even buy a Christmas tree. You've got Gary Cooper standing in your living room with pine needles stuck in him.
There is a base canard.
Yes, well, it just so happens. What'd you say?
Base canard, that's French for hoax, falsehood, lie.
Look, hammy yogurt. Why don't you speak English?
There's nothing wrong with an occasional French phrase. After all, French is a romantic language, the language of the intellectuals.
Go ahead, act superior. You had advantages. You went to college. Nobody helped me. I had to become an idiot on my own.
There's an instinctive reaction if I've ever heard it. I might add, it's a job well done.
Just for that. Just for that, I'm not going to give you your Christmas present.
Here, now, let me see that.
Let go of that.
Well,
There you are, wise guy. Now we're even. Only a nearsighted colorblind halfwit would wear that stupid-looking tie.
I like it.
I should have known. You don't go shopping for clothes in the store. You just hijack a Salvation Army truck.
Bing and I may have been tough on each other when it came to gifts, but he sure gave the rest of the world some wonderful Christmas presents. Ones that we continue to enjoy. Year after year, of course, I'm talking about his bounty of Christmas songs, like Silver Bells, Silent Night, Adesta Fidelis, which he'd do at the beginning of his Christmas show every year. And, of course, the all-time classic, White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten
and children listen to hear
sleigh bells in the snow.
NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, continues right after these words from Kraft.
Bites into casino natural cheese, and you can almost taste the milk. 'Cause what you taste is mild and smooth. Casino.
Take a smooth bite into any one of the distinctive tastes of Casino natural cheese. There's Casino Swiss, Munster, Monterey Jack, and Mozzarella. No preservatives and made to be mild.
Bite into Casino natural cheese and you can almost taste the milk. 'Cause what you taste is mild and smooth.
Make sure you look your finest for the holidays with an Eva Gabor wig from Wells Wholesale Wigs, Oregon's largest wig sales outlet. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public and features hundreds of wigs in stock. You can save 20% off every wig in stock through the end of the year. See the Eva Gabor Light and Airy Wig, regularly $38, now on sale for just $30. Or see the Diana Wig, regularly $30, now just $24. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public. Call for a free catalog, 234-0977. That's 234-0977. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 5. Use your Visa or MasterCard. They have hundreds of beautiful wigs, and there's a wig stylist on duty at all times. Remember, save 20% on Eva Gabor wigs and many other styles through the end of the year. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. The people there are experts and can help you look your best.
It's a Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. And once again, here's Bob.
For many years on NBC, there was a comedy program called Amos and Andy. It might have been one of the most popular shows of all time. And every year on their annual Christmas show, they'd include a beautiful sequence that became a classic, because it contains the essence of the holiday, love. Picture a little girl all snug in her bed on Christmas Eve. Snow is falling outside her window. As she looks out, her father appears at the door of her room.
Well, honey, I see you's right in bed there.
Uh-huh. Daddy, can I turn on the little radio for a minute before I go to sleep?
Well, just for a minute or two, darling. I'll snap it on for you. There he is. Now, we let it warm up a few seconds. We don't want to wake up baby.
Oh, music never wakes him up, Daddy.
Well, let me straighten your covers out a little bit. Did you say your prayers, honey?
Mommy heard my prayers before she went out, Daddy.
The Christmas choir continues with the Lord's Prayer.
Well, now get under the covers, honey.
Daddy, could you get some Christmas music on the radio?
Why, darling, this is the very best Christmas music you could get. They're going to sing the Lord's Prayer.
I've been saying the Lord's Prayer with Mommy. She's been teaching it to me.
I know she is.
What does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
It means an awful lot, and with the world like it is today, it seems to have a bigger meaning than ever before.
But what does the Lord's Prayer mean, Daddy?
The Lord's Prayer? Well, darling, I'll explain it to you.
Oh, will you, Daddy?
Now, you lay down and you listen.
All right.
And the first line of the Lord's Prayer is this. Our Father, which art in heaven, that means Father of all that is good, where no wrong can dwell. And then it says, hallowed be thy name. That means, darling, that we should love and respect all that is good.
Oh.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. That means, darling, as we clean our hearts of all hate and selfishness, and fill our hearts with love, the good, the true, and the beautiful, then earth will be like heaven.
That would be wonderful, Daddy.
Give us this day our daily bread. That means to feed our hearts and minds with kindness, love, and courage, which will make us strong for our daily task.
I see.
And after that, the next line says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You remember the golden rule, honey?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, that means that we must keep the golden rule and do unto others as we would want others to do unto us.
Oh.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. That means, my darling, to ask God to help us do and see and think right, so that we will neither be led or tempted by anything that's bad. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That means, darling, that all the world and everything that's in it belongs to God's kingdom. Everything. Your mommy, your daddy, your little brother, your grandma, you and everybody. And as we know that, and act as if we know it, that, my dear girl, is the real spirit of Christmas.
That's good, Daddy.
Isn't that beautiful? I don't think Frank Capra could have captured the spirit of Christmas better than that. Wait a minute. What's that, Jingle Bells? What is it, Santa again? Why, no, it's Richard Sturban and the rest of the Oak Ridge Boys with the Oak Ridge Kids. And they got a song from their new Christmas album.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's certainly a real joy and a real pleasure for the Oak Ridge Boys to be a part of your Christmas radio special this year.
All right, kids, come on, gather around. Gather around here with the boys. We're going to sing us a Christmas song. Come on, gather in now.
As I personally reflect on Christmas as an individual, I think Christmas is certainly one of my favorite times of the year. I reflect on Christmas as a child, and it certainly was a time of family, time of getting together with my brother and sister, my mother and father, and a time of the year when it seemed like the family became closer together than it was at any other time of the year. And certainly some of my fondest memories have to do with Christmas as a child.
It's Christmas.
Bob, it's always a pleasure to be associated with a man and an entertainer of your caliber. And we're very, very happy to be here taking part of this Christmas radio special this year.
La, 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 la. It's Christmas.
Let's hear the Oak Ridge Kids do it. Come on.
Well, as the Oak Ridge Boys ride off into the sunset with the Oak Ridge Kids, a Bob Hope NBC Christmas takes a short pause for the folks at Whitman's Chocolates.
Every Christmas Eve when we were kids, we put a Whitman sampler by the fireplace for Santa. On Christmas morning, we'd run downstairs to see what chocolate Santa had eaten. Actual proof that he'd really been there. Well, it's become a family tradition. Now, my kids put a Whitman sampler by the fireplace every Christmas Eve. I think they're catching on to me, though, because Santa and I have the same taste in chocolates.
Whitman's, a Christmas tradition ever since 1842.
If you're still looking for great Christmas buys for the skier or sportsman on your list, shop the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales till 5 p.m. tonight. Save an additional 25% off specially marked items. For example, nylon polyester ski bibs. Sunset's regular price, $19.97, now just $14.95. Or ski-style jackets, regularly $24.75, now just $18.57. Save an additional 25% on nylon moon boots, backpacks, fishing reels, and ladies and men's reversible vinyl raincoats. Some as low as $4 and $5. Save 25% off regular low prices on all Christmas decorations. Don't miss the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales. Open today till 5 p.m. at the corner of 39th and Holgate. Sunset Surplus Sales, where you won't be able to leave without finding a bargain. Open till 5 tonight. Closed Christmas. Open Sunday, December 26th.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, it's a Bob Hope NBC Christmas just like the ones we used to know. And here's Bob.
Thanks, Bill. And you know, a sleigh ride is a great way to get into the Christmas spirit. Another way is to throw a really great party. Of course, at a Christmas party, somebody's got to dress up as Santa. And one time, Francis Langford, Vera Vague, and I were down in San Diego with Bing for our Christmas show. We were entertaining the waves at the naval base, and the question of who would play Santa at the party after the show came up.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, Bing. Bob is going to throw a Christmas party for these waves later on tonight.
Gee, on their salary, do you think they can afford it?
Who's going to play Santa Claus at the party, Bob?
Well, if we can take the padding out of him, it'll be just the right size.
Bob, I think you ought to play St. Nick, really. It'd be more novel.
What's so novel about me?
Well, most Santas have the pouch on their back.
What are you hiding, cigarettes?
Well, if you're going to get all broke up about it, I'll pose nose. Come over
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
I'll
yes,
play
sir.
Santa for all these charming ways.
Oh,
I'll
be, oh
the biggest
swell,
Santa yes.
swell, Marblehead. I have the suit right here. I have the Santa Claus suit. Will you try it
oh,
on?
I'm glad to. Looks like a pretty good fit, Dad. I'll just slip into these trousers here.
Say, that's fine.
Well, not bad, huh? Now I'll pick up my bag of toys. Looks like I'll have to go into dry dock for an overhaul. I'll see.
Well, Bing did get himself back together again in time for the party.
Oh, goodness, we're all here, Mr. Hope, but where's Santa Claus?
Here I come, folks. Up, Thunder. Ho, ho, ho. Up, Blitzen. Up, Thunder. Up, Blitzen.
Well, where'd you get the reindeer, Santa?
I just tied some old hat racks on my horses.
Those are your race horses?
Yeah, up, Prancer, up, Dancer, up, Dunder and Blitzen. Oh, come on, fellas, stand up. Who knows, you might like it. Come on, get up.
Maybe it's past their milking hour.
Yes, sir, ho, 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 it's your old friend St. Nick. Ho, ho, am I laughing. Yes, sir, ho, 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 am I laughing.
Look, Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
What?
You're supposed to laugh it up, but aren't you overdoing it a little?
Oh, I can't help it. I put a pillow in my suit and the feathers came out.
Say, Bing, if you're really playing Santa Claus, you should be on the roof. How are you going to get up there with those reindeer?
Well, I'll drive right up the side of the house. Come on, Dunder and Blitz, old kid. You can do it. This is radio. Come on.
Look, Santa Claus is coming down the chimney now.
Ouch, ouch. Hey, it's me. Oh, whoa, put out that fire. Ouch, ouch.
Bob, didn't you hear? It's Bing Crosby. Why don't you put out the fire?
Don't be silly, Francis. It's hard to get smoked ham these days.
I suppose I shouldn't have left the fire burning while Bing came down the chimney. Because a couple of years later, he made me play Santa. How did I know Jerry Colonna would be playing a traffic cop?
Dancer, up, Prancer, up, Dunder and Blitzen, up, Fortescue.
Fortescue, what's he doing in there?
He's the CIO organizer. Get up! Isn't it wonderful up here? Look down at that earth below us there, son. This is the night of brotherly love. Everybody's friends.
All right. Pull over there. Pull over to the side of the cloud. Pull over there.
But, officer...
Pull over, you just passed a red star. Let's see your driver's license.
Why, I'm old St. Nick. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, sir, good old St. Nick. Ha, 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 ha.
And drunk, too.
Yeah.
Don't give me that double talk. I'm on duty up here. You're on duty, but we're 10,000 feet above the ground. What duty? Rose Bowl traffic, top layer. Sorry, boys, I'll have to arrest you.
But, officer, I'm trying to tell you, I'm Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Ah, yes, I know your sister well.
My sister?
Yes, Santa Monica.
Here's Margaret Whiting with It's Christmas Time Again.
Snowflakes falling, church bells calling, it's Christmas time again. Fires lighted, kids excited, it's Christmas time again. Now Santa's sleigh is out. that Santa Claus brings to good little girls and boys. Candle glow and mistletoe, it's Christmas time again. Carols sung and stockings hung, it's Christmas time again. There's a tree to trim, our glasses brim with love and joy and cheer to all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Louis Armstrong walks through a winter wonderland when a Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, returns. Santa Claus for Parquet Margarine.
A pipe for Ben, a yo-yo for Allison, and some toasted Parquet Margarine for me.
Better.
Cups don't talk, and besides, you're Parquet.
Better.
One quick taste will tell. Sweet, creamy, you are butter.
Parquet.
Remember, Santa knows a good little cup from a bad little cup.
I love you, Santa.
Parquet Margarine from Kraft. The flavor says...
Better.
Make sure you look your finest for the holidays with an Eva Gabor wig from Wells Wholesale Wigs, Oregon's largest wig sales outlet. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public and features hundreds of wigs in stock. You can save 20% off every wig in stock through the end of the year. See the Eva Gabor Light and Airy Wig, regularly $38, now on sale for just $30. Or see the Diana Wig, regularly $30, now just $24. Wells Wholesale Wigs is open to the public. Call for a free catalog, 234-0977. That's 234-0977. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 5. Use your Visa or MasterCard. They have hundreds of beautiful wigs, and there's a wig stylist on duty at all times. Remember, save 20% on Eva Gabor wigs and many other styles through the end of the year. Wells Wholesale Wigs, at the corner of 20th and Southeast Hawthorne. The people there are experts and can help you look your best.
It's a Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. And strolling our way now is Louis Armstrong.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the land, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we are happy tonight. Walking in the winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build snowmen. He can pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking while we walking in a winter wonderland.
Louis sure gets the mood, doesn't he? A winter wonderland at Christmas. There's nothing like looking at the lighted store windows, seeing people with their packages, watching the gently falling snow, and hearing the cheerful sounds of the holiday season.
There's a Santa Claus standing in the corner. I feel so good, I think I'll go over and give him something. Hiya, Santa. Merry Christmas to you.
What's merry about it, boy? I'm miserable. Oh, it's no fun standing on this corner all day exposed to the weather.
Well, at least you're in California.
Yeah, I have to go inside every hour and wring the sunshine out of my socks. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Things aren't too good with you, eh, Santa?
It's awful, boy. I got an aching back and chilblain. My wife's sick, too. She got the mumps so bad she's afraid to go into a bowling alley. Yesterday was the worst blow of all. We lost my poor old father.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, he knew he had to go. He was 1A. Merry Christmas, everybody. What's up in the pot, boy?
Wait a minute. How do I thought I recognized you. How do I know this is for a legitimate charity?
How can you say that? You couldn't find a more worthy cause. Your contribution will help support a very needy family in Europe.
What family is it?
Mine. We're sailing Friday on the Queen Mary. Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas.
Why, you ought to be ashamed. Why, if you applied the same energy to something honest, you might be a well-to-do citizen like these people passing by. Now, take that man on the corner.
I already did. I see what you mean. See, would you mind taking my place for just a minute? Take my hat and beard and ring this bell. I want to go get a drink of water.
Yeah, but I...
I'll only be gone a second, boy. There's a drinking fountain right around the corner and through those swinging doors.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, now, don't be too rough on me, boy. I lead a hard life. Well, I was so cold when I got home yesterday, I left the oven on all night. But I forgot to light it. And this morning they found me...
Gassed?
Almost. I was on the second bottle.
You mean to tell me you drink whiskey?
What else is there to do with it? Oh, excuse me. Merry Christmas, everybody. Put something in the pot, folks. Thank you.
I think I'll call a cop. I'm not going to stand here and watch these nice people being swindled.
Oh, this is on the level, boy. Look at this pot. There's still chicken wire soldered to the top and locked with a master padlock. That's so I can't get my hand into the top of that pot.
Yeah, well, then how come your pockets are bulging?
The bottom unscrews.
There ought to be a cop around here somewhere.
Oh, boy, not in front of this nice little old lady coming along here.
Hello, Santa.
Hello, Granny. How's your cold today?
Much better, thank you. I've got some money here to put in your pot. Here's five $10 bills for Christmas time.
Well, gee, isn't that sweet. Granny, you've restored my faith in human nature. I would just begin to think nobody had any Yuletide spirit anymore. And here you come up and put $50 in Santa's pot.
$50.40, Sonny. He had Christmas time in the fourth race. I'm his bookie.
Don't touch that dial. A Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, continues right after these words from Whitman's Chocolates.
Christmas was very different when I was a little girl. We had more time to enjoy it, time to taste the goodness of it. And one thing I especially liked about Christmas was that somebody always gave us a Whitman sampler. Just seeing a Whitman sampler takes me back. So every year, when it's close to Christmas, I drop a few hints. And Jack, or one of the children, surprises me with a Whitman sampler.
Whitman's Chocolates, a nice surprise at Christmas, ever since 1842.
If you're still looking for great Christmas buys for the skier or sportsman on your list, shop the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales till 5 p.m. tonight. Save an additional 25% off specially marked items. For example, nylon polyester ski bibs, Sunset's regular price, $19.97, now just $14.95. Or ski-style jackets, regularly $24.75, now just $18.57. Save an additional 25% on nylon moon boots, backpacks, fishing reels, and ladies and men's reversible vinyl raincoats. Some as low as $4 and $5. Save 25% off regular low prices on all Christmas decorations. Don't miss the pre-inventory clearance sale at Sunset Surplus Sales. Open today till 5 p.m. at the corner of 39th and Holgate. Sunset Surplus Sales, where you won't be able to leave without finding a bargain. Open till 5 tonight. Closed Christmas, open Sunday, December 26th.
Once again, here's Bob Hope.
Thanks, Bill. You know, people sometimes ask me why I travel so much around Christmas time. Well, the truth is, I used to stay home, but I'd usually get into some kind of trouble whenever I did. I'll give you an example. One year I went down to Vine Street to Hollywood to rent a Santa Claus suit for my Christmas party. Remember, somebody's got to play Santa if you want your party to be a success. Well, I always rented my Santa suits at the same place, so when I walked in, the clerk said,
My, Mr. Hope, I see you come in early this season to avoid the rush. Oh, Joe, bring out a size 32 coat.
Gee, that's about the size a college kid would wear.
Just like a college kid. And Joe, size 48 pants.
48?
Yeah, your hips have graduated and gone out into the world.
I'm built for the large economy size fireplace.
Hello? Oh, no, I can't send out any more Santa Clauses tonight. We don't have anyone available. Goodbye. Gee, I'm sorry. I had to turn down Jean Tierney.
Jean Tierney wants a Santa Claus over at her house?
I hated to refuse it, but I just don't have anyone to send. And she's such a beautiful girl.
Yeah, it's too bad. Well, that's life. See you next year.
Goodbye.
Yes, sir?
Oh, I tell Miss Tierney Kris Kringle is here.
Come in, please. I have instructions to lock the door so that you cannot get away.
So I can't get away? Well, Jean Tierney isn't like that.
No, but I am. Yoo-hoo, Santa!
Well, Vera Vane! Well, say, this is quite a surprise after all these years.
Oh, yes, isn't it?
Yes, and you look the same as ever.
Well.
Or is that too insulting?
Oh, bless your little pointed head. Yeah. You know, you're the same, too. Still in there, punchy. Yeah.
So you're the one who ordered the Santa Claus, Miss Vane.
Yes. You see, I find by saying that I'm Jean Tierney, I always get a handsome, dashing type of Santa.
Well, thank you.
This is the first time they ever sent me Rudolph the Spread-Nosed Reindeer. I'm just letting my hair down tonight.
Well, do what you want with it. You paid for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what am I supposed to do, Miss Vague? Why did you send for a Santa Claus?
Oh, well, you see, every Yuletide season, I take a Santa Claus and I go around the neighborhood. We stand under the windows and sing Christmas carols. Oh. You know, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
You stand under people's windows?
Well, not too close. It's lovely. And whatever we collect, we give to charity. But anyway... wait a minute. What? That must be the other Santa Claus. I called several agencies. Quick, get in this closet.
Well, you're auditioning a lot of Santa Clauses, Miss Vague. What's the idea?
Well, one of them might be very handsome. And
I'll tell you a secret, Mr. Hope. I want to get married.
No.
Quick now, get in the closet. Come here. Oh, my, what a handsome Santa Claus.
Well, thank you, dear lady. I'm jolly old Saint Nick. Ha, ha, ha. At your service. Ha, ha, ha. Right from the North Pole. Ha, ha, ha.
You haven't been drinking, have you?
No.
Oh, darn it. I always have to start from scratch. Now, come on, Santa. Let's sit on the sofa. You can get real close to me and thrash me with your eyelashes. What's your name?
Well, prepare yourself for a thrill. Dear lady, I am really High Averback, fine actor, all-around good egg, and star of the show.
Oh, there's the next one. Quick, get in the closet.
Yeah, but
don't argue. In you go.
Gee, it's so dark in here, I can't see a thing. Oh, there's someone else in here. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm High Averback, star of the show. Who are you?
Bob Hope, the guy you used to work for.
Hey, Bob, what are you doing in here?
What?
What are you doing in here?
I'm just checking the location of my Rose Bowl seats. Shh, let's listen.
Oh, come right in, Santa. Oh, you're the most darling one yet.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited. You don't need your hat. Take off that tassel. We'll get under the mistletoe and wrestle. But I know what I mean.
This may be the start of a beautiful romance, unless he knows how to break out of a half Nelson.
Let's not waste time, Santa. Let's go out caroling. Deck the hall with boughs of holly.
Well, she's gone. Come on, High. Let's get out of here. Oh, that's fine. We're locked in.
Oh, that's great. Hey, this must be the liquor closet by the smell.
Yeah. I wonder where that strong smell of whiskey is coming from. I even hear some gurgling.
That's me, boy. I'm putting something in my pot.
For the memory of Christmas here today in the good old USA. It's peace on earth, goodwill toward men in our old, old-fashioned way. And we thank you so much.
It's been a lot of fun reliving some of the Christmases we've shared together. It was wonderful to hear all the great people on all these shows. Folks like Francis Langford and Frank Sinatra, Wendell Niles, Vera Vague, Les Brown and his band High Averback, Irene Ryan, Nat King Cole, Jerry Colonna, the new Christy Minstrels, Bill Goodwin, Jack Put Something in a Pot, Boy Kirkwood, Stan Freeberg, Margaret Whiting, Al Jolson, Louis Armstrong, Peter Leeds, Tony Martin, Frank Nelson, Jack Webb, Freeman Gosden, Charles Carell, and of course, Bing Crosby. My thanks also to John Denver, Jim Henson, and the Oak Ridge Boys for joining us for this NBC Christmas. And to all of you who've listened and watched through the years, my undying gratitude and best wishes for the merriest, happiest Christmastide ever. This holiday season, the words of the song were never more appropriate. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You've been listening to a Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know. Brought to you by Whitman's, makers of quality box chocolate since 1842. And by Kraft. Kraft hopes you enjoyed this family reunion holiday presentation. And we look forward to having you join us the next time we present something special from Kraft. A Bob Hope NBC Christmas was engineered by Steve Arthur, with Bruce Briggs in Hollywood, Roseanne in Zerillo in New York, and disc mastering by Tom Coyne. Special thanks to Gerald Gibson at the Library of Congress, Ken Cantor at Bob Hope Enterprises, and Ron Simon at the Museum of Broadcasting. Rosemary Emanuel and Patricia Viscardi were our production assistants. Narration coordination by Barney McNulty and John Boughton. Assistant to the producer, David Gibson. A Bob Hope NBC Christmas, just like the ones we used to know, was directed by Wendy Maxwell and was originated and produced by Guy Ludwig. This is Bill St. James, speaking for Kraft, Whitman's, and all of us at NBC, Merry Christmas.
Coming up on KXL, we'll have news from the NBC Radio Network at 11 o'clock, then a full hour of Christmas music. The KXL Midday Edition with Lars Larson and Jeff Grimes comes your way at noon. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, a family Christmas with Frank Sinatra. And at 2, the Johnny Mathis Christmas Special.
Radio 75. This is KXL Portland.